Alan, can you say something?
Hello there.
Gitsy.
Hello there.
Steve.
I'm struggling.
A bit louder.
Struggling. Fucking really struggling.
You know.
Sausages.
2004. It's in Argentina, Uruguay, Suriname, and Ecuador.
This is Spinal Tap.
This is
1616. You're giving them all these questions.
The Inquisition.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Inquisition, a quiz podcast for general knowledge and trivia lovers everywhere. I'm your host, Luke Ryan. This is season 3, episode 2, and it's our first time recording in the United Kingdom. So we're in Europe, but not in the EU. Kind of spooky. We're over here to visit our friend Brian, so I've got some good friends from Ireland who are joining on this episode, so let's meet our players. First team is Alan Waller, Walser, and Christopher Whelan, or Gitsy. So guys, very welcome, how are you?
Thanks, oh, Luke, very good, yeah.
And what band name have you chosen as your team name for this episode?
Blur.
You're going to go with Blur. And on team two, returning to the podcast for his third episode, we have Stephen Farrell, and also for the first time, Matthew Gilligan, or Gillo. So guys, welcome, how are you guys?
Doing good.
Struggling.
Yeah, we are a bit hungover, I'll have to say. This episode will be going out on the 9th of March, a week before St. Patrick's Day, so we're all Irish. What do you think foreign people most associate with Ireland, guys?
Unwanted pregnancy.
Unwanted pregnancy. All right. Now, all Irish people are just you.
Shamrocks.
Shamrocks.
Leprechauns.
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 Rainbows.
I get a
lot of people in Prague or Central Europe saying, oh, Conor McGregor.
And oh, just scumbag no, as well. Scumbag.
Yeah. Or Guinness.
That's okay.
Yeah. Also, Steve and Gillo, what band name have you chosen?
We're going to go with Ash.
You're going to go with Ash. So Blur against Ash. Everyone ready?
Ready.
Yep.
Okay, so here we go with round number one, back and forth. Each team gets 5 individual but related questions on a variety of different subjects. 2 points for a correct answer, minus 2 points if you are wrong. But if you don't want to answer, you can pass it without losing anything. And the other team can answer for 1 risk-free point. So, Team Blur, Walser and Gitsy,
yep.
Question 1 to you. You Shook Me All Night Long is a song by which rock band? You Shook Me All Night Long is a song by which rock band?
ACDC.
Yeah,
ACDC.
Correct, 2 points.
Daka, daka.
Team Ash, Steve and Gillo. Sympathy for the Devil is a song by which rock band? Sympathy for the Devil by which rock band?
Rolling Stones.
It is Rolling Stones. Points.
Thanks for conferring.
First answer.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Stephen, you look horrified or not.
I'm struggling. All right.
Okay, so Team 1 Blur. Which came first? The Bob Dylan song, Like a Rolling Stone? The band, The Rolling Stones, or the magazine, Rolling Stone?
Ooh.
Which came first? Like a Rolling Stone, the Dylan song, the band, The Rolling Stones, or the magazine, Rolling Stone?
We could pass and they'd have a 1 in 3 chance of fucking
Yeah, we passed.
You're going to pass. Okay, so Team Ash, which came first? The Dylan song, Like a Rolling Stone, the band, Rolling Stones, or the magazine, Rolling Stone? It's risk-free, so you might as well have a pop.
We just guess.
Risk-free.
I'm going to go with the song.
You're going to say the song. You are incorrect, but you don't lose anything. Like a Rolling Stone, the song was 1965. The Rolling Stone magazine, 67. And the Rolling Stones, 62.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
question 2 to Team Ash. AC/DC Lane is a laneway in which city? AC/DC Lane, named after the band, is a laneway in which city?
I would think it's somewhere in Australia, but I don't know.
No idea. I don't know.
I would pass.
You're going to pass. Okay, Team Blur, risk-free.
I would have thought Adelaide, maybe.
Yeah. Adelaide.
Incorrect, but you don't lose anything. It's in Melbourne.
Oh, Melbourne, Australia. It's Melbourne and Adelaide, is it?
Oh. Okay, question 3 to Team Blur. In which European city would you find a street La Rambla? L-A-R-A-M-B-L-A. La Rambla. Which European
Paris.
City? Again?
Paris.
Incorrect, minus 2 points. It is Barcelona. Yeah.
Barcelona,
baby. Come on, that's where everyone gets picked.
There's one in Paris.
Team Ash, question 3 to you. In which American city would you find Bourbon Street? In which US city would you find Bourbon Street?
Probably New Orleans or something, isn't it? Probably.
Well, you would say somewhere south, wouldn't you?
I can't lose 2 points in it, though.
No.
Let's go. Go New Orleans.
You're going to go New Orleans?
Yeah.
You were brave and it paid off. You were correct. It is New Orleans. Well,
we didn't want to give them risk free profit. They take it. And I couldn't live myself.
He's woken up a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, question number 4 to Team Blur. Of the 8 main blood types, which is the rarest? Of the 8 main blood types, which is the rarest?
I'd be on the pass this one.
I know one is sought after, but I don't know which one is the rarest.
I think pass.
You're going to pass. Okay, Team Ash, of the 8 main blood types, which is the rarest for 1 point? Risk free, so you might as well go for it.
I would say type O negative, but I'm not sure.
O negative.
O negative, incorrect. It's AB minus. AB minus.
No chance. No chance. ABC minus, yeah.
And Team Ash, question 4 to you. Of the 8 main blood types, which is the most common? Which is the most common of the 8 main blood types?
No. I pass it.
Yeah.
Pass it.
You're going to pass?
Yeah.
Risk free, Team Blur?
A positive.
Incorrect, but you don't lose anything. It's O plus.
O plus.
Okay, question 5 to Team Blur. This is just a bit of fun, but the normal rules apply. What is the most common web browser in the southeast of Africa? Fun question, so think about it. The most common web browser in the southeast of Africa. Don't take it too literally.
Edge. Explorer Edge.
Incorrect, minus 2 points. The answer I was looking for was Safari.
We would have got that if you threw the question to us.
I know, they got it wrong though.
Safari, really?
No, it's a joke. Like, it's a joke question. Because you're on Safari.
Okay.
Team Ash, question 5 to you. What is the most common web browser for four-legged animals that are burning?
Yep. Firefox.
Correct, it is Firefox. That's what I was looking for.
Just leave you on fire. You really got into this.
I'm going to pass out.
Hang on now, we're on minus 2 and they're on 6. Yep. Something's wrong here.
You got more points if you didn't turn up today.
And we're going to have a bonus question 6 on this round as we are in Glasgow. So Team Blur, what is the name of the stadium that Celtic Football Club play at?
Parkhead.
It is Parkhead, correct, 2 points.
Paradise.
And Team Ash, what is the name of the stadium that Rangers Football Club play at?
Ibrox,
2 points. That brings us to the end of round number 1. Team Blur, you are still on 0. Team Ash, you are on 8, but there's a long way to go.
We haven't even hit our stride yet.
Okay, we move on to round number 2, which is called Same As, Same As. The teams get the same 5 questions, they write the answers down. If they are both correct, they get 1 point. If only one team is correct, that team gets 2 points. So Team Blur and Team Ash, question number 1 to you. In relation to mains power, what does ACDC stand for? In relation to mains power, what does ACDC stand for? It's not Antichrist Devil Child, like it's purported that the band name stands for. Okay, question number 2. Who appeared on the first cover of Rolling Stone magazine in 1967? Who appeared on the first cover of Rolling Stone magazine in 1967? Very well-known person from the world of music at that time. Okay, question number 3. The longest highway route within a single country is in which country? The longest highway route within a single country is in which country? Okay, question number 4. Which genetic disorder is sometimes referred to as the royal disease? Which genetic disorder is sometimes referred to as the royal disease? Okay, question number 5. Which web browser was introduced by Microsoft in 2015 to replace Internet Explorer? Which web browser was introduced by Microsoft in 2015 to replace Internet Explorer?
Yeah.
Okay, bonus question number 6 for this round, last question of the round. The scale that is used to measure the severity of a coma is named after which British city? The scale that is used to measure the severity of a coma is named after which British city? Okay, so let's get to the answers to round number two. Team Blur, in relation to mains power, what does AC/DC stand for? You said?
Alternating current, direct current.
And Team Ash?
Yeah, alternate and direct, yeah.
Okay, that's a point and a point. Well done. Team Ash, who appeared on the first cover of Rolling Stone magazine in 67?
I'm going to go Elvis.
You're going to say Elvis, team? You guys?
Jim Morrison.
You said Jim Morrison. You're both incorrect. No minus points. It was John Lennon.
Sorry, man. Well, if you hadn't circled the Elvis.
Oh, that's what it was. That's my mistake, wasn't it?
I put this on you, but you know.
Alright. Okay, Team Blur, the longest highway route within a single country is in which country, you said?
Australia.
And Team Ash?
Russia.
It is Australia. 2 points to Team Blur. Two much needed points to Team Blur, I would say.
Hold on, have you seen fucking how wide Russia is? Like,
but it's probably.
I know, but Australia don't have roads. Basically goes around the whole country.
Yeah. And it's broken up. Australia. Yeah. Russia's.
They have a single one that goes...
Maybe USSR, but...
Pretty much, yeah. I think it just goes around the whole country in a circle. There's not much in the middle.
Fair, yeah.
Post, yeah.
Sheep and kangaroos.
And a big rock.
And a big rock.
I mean, I thought we had this with Russia, like...
You'd think?
We were thinking more from one side of the country. Yeah, one straight line. One broken... Poorly constructed road in Russia.
Fourth dimensionally.
We just named three largest countries ever.
Okay, Team Ash, question four. Which genetic disorder is sometimes referred to as the royal disease? You said?
No, well, like we had gout, but...
It was a gout, and Team Blur? Gout, as well. It's haemophilia.
Oh.
Haemophilia, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that now.
No. Okay, Team Blur, question five. Which web browser was introduced by Microsoft in 2015 to replace Internet Explorer?
Edge.
And Team Ash?
Edge, yeah.
Edge, so that's a point.
I was like, fucking second guess themselves, and he fucking went through it.
And question six, Team Ash, the scale to measure the severity of a coma named after which British city?
So we're going to go Oxford.
Oxford, and you guys said?
Cambridge.
You're both incorrect, it's Glasgow.
Get out.
Where we're sitting right now.
Get out of here.
So at the end of round number two, Team Blur picked up four. They're now on four. Team Ash picked up two. They are on 10. So clawing a bit back, Team Blur, still a lot of points to play for. Okay, we move into round number three, which is called Connect Five. This is a new round. Each team gets five connection questions. For each question, they're given two things, and they have to work out what the connection between the two things is. Question one is worth 1 point, question two is worth 2 points, and so on. Question five is worth 5 points as the connections get more difficult. No minus points and no answers passed to the other team. Everyone ready? Team Blur, question one to you. What is the connection between an apple and a nuclear reactor? The connection between an apple and a nuclear reactor.
Core.
You're going to say core. You are correct. 1 point. Team Ash, what is the connection between a cow and a coconut? Cow and coconut.
Milk.
Correct. 1 point. Team Burr, question two to you. What's the connection between tongue and soul? Soul, S-O-L-E. So not like S-O-U-L, like soul music or the body soul. Tongue and soul.
Shoe or footwear
is what I was looking for. You are correct. 2 points. Team Ash, question to you. What is the connection between temple and bridge? And like their previous answer, shoe, footwear, your answer is something that is worn.
Worn.
Something that is worn. So temple and bridge, what's the connection? Something that is worn.
Something that's worn.
Like worn.
Worn down or worn as
in... Worn by a person. Something that a human can wear.
Temple and bridge. The connection between a temple and a bridge.
Is there temple something? Is there a name of... Clothes, temple something, bridge something. No.
Shot clock.
Shut up.
Yeah.
He's distracted us in a time of...
I give you about 30 seconds. You've had more than that.
Well, if you count the interruptions.
I'm not.
I'm just trying to help.
Don't know. We can't get it wrong. We can't get this.
It's not going to be passed anyway, but you might as well guess something.
Temple.
There's no minus point.
I just don't have anything to guess.
Pardon?
I don't have anything to guess.
So we're gonna say shoes.
You are incorrect. They are both parts. You are incorrect. They are both parts of glasses. The bridge and the temples is, I think, the name for the arms, and then the bridge is the bit between the two eye parts.
That's an easy one.
Get fucked.
Would you have known that?
Yeah, well, Alan went around to me and then...
Al, he's wearing them on his face. He didn't even know. Look at him.
Oh, yeah, it's glasses.
You can see him. He's right across the table from you.
He turned around and went like that. And
I was talking about the bridge.
Yeah,
know.
I know, but I was
but like... I didn't cop on that.
The only thing was, like, new was...
You need to think outside the box. I was just thinking of an actual bridge.
Yeah.
I was thinking bar, Temple Bar.
Yeah.
That was the same as their one, yeah? Yeah?
I told you it was something you can wear. That's not a, you know, you could go, you could have gone, like, honestly, you could have just, like, gone through what Walt is wearing
that,
now.
That actually made things more difficult, if I'm honest, you know.
Next.
Okay, Team Blur, question 3 to you. What is the movie connection between Guns N' Roses and Arnold Schwarzenegger? The movie connection between Guns N' Roses and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Franchise or
I need the name of the actual movie, not the franchise, the actual movie.
Terminator 2. Terminator 2.
Judgment Day, Terminator 2.
It is correct, Terminator 2. That is 3 points to you guys.
Judgment Day.
Judgment Day, yeah, very good, but you're not getting a point. And Team Ash, question 3 to you. What is the movie connection between David Bowie and Will Ferrell? What's the movie connection between David Bowie and Will Ferrell?
The movie connection?
Yeah.
What's...
Ben Stiller's in it. What's that movie that he's in? That he thought about the fashion industry.
Ben Stiller. Yeah, yeah. The
And he has Blue Steel. What is the name of the
movie? I can remember lots of it. What do you remember the name of it?
Top Gun.
I know the movie, like, I just don't know the
name. Yeah. It's gone.
Any ideas though? Okay, because you were saying Blue Steel, you were saying I'm Ben Stiller, right, you know the movie.
Zoolander.
Oh, I said it first!
No,
it was gone. It was gone.
No, it was gone. He started saying it. I'm sorry. You guys have passed the stake. Okay.
Oh my God.
Team Blur, question 4 to you. What's the connection between Rory McIlroy and Oscar Pistorius? What is the connection between Rory McIlroy and Oscar Pistorius?
Olympics. I think they're both golfers, am I right?
No, he's a runner, Blade Runner. He shot his wife.
They're both Olympians,
is the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, they're both Olympians, but they both have a disability, don't they?
No, he's Rory McIlroy, I just have a disability.
Maybe I should just back out.
Yeah, he's like, he golfs, he's got
you
a disability.
You have to vlog it, I don't know.
Well, Rory McIlroy's never in prison. That I'm not.
Yeah.
Olympians is the only thing I can think of.
They do both at the same
time. Played at the Olympics level. It's golf and Olympic sport.
Yeah, definitely.
They're both Olympics.
They both Olympians.
That your answer?
Yeah.
You are incorrect. Actually, Stephen was saying they both have the same sponsor, which is would have been the correct answer. They're both sponsored by Nike.
I was trying to put them all.
Well, I was like,
I'm trying to tell them completely.
Rory McIlroy played with Shane Neary.
I'm only accepting the answer I have here, though. Rory McIlroy may have been in the Olympics, but not the answer I was looking for. And Team Ash, question 4 to you. What's the connection between Ben Stiller and Brett Favre? The connection between Ben Stiller and Brett Favre.
Brett Favre was the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Ben Stiller's from there? Something along those lines? No?
Same city. Who's Brett Favre?
Green Bay. Brett Favre, he was the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
American football, Stephen.
I mean...
This is like you.
Question mark. You're like... That, yeah, sure. I'll take the word for it.
I'm impressed that you're
from the same state?
You're going to say from the same state? Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Okay, incorrect. The movie, There's Something About Mary. Brett Favre was in that movie.
Okay,
question 5, the 5-point question. This could make a big difference. Team Blur, the connection between David Grohl and the number 3. And it's not that there were 3 members of Nirvana. David Grohl and the number 3.
Damn, and I've read it.
This is a tricky one.
Same sponsor?
3. Is he on 3?
That's what I was going to say. Played the 3 arena. 3 kids?
I don't think he has. He might have 3, but I don't think that'd be the answer. Right. Let me think.
3 bands? Three bands,
yeah. Oh, hang on now. Something to do with... Yeah, he's been in 3 bands. I wonder, is that it?
Married three times?
No, no, no. Let me see. It's coming back to me. I think he's been inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame three times from three different bands.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Inducted three times in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Incorrect. The connection between Dave Grohl and number three is lithium. The atomic number of lithium is 3, and Dave Grohl was inducted.
That's Nirvana! That's Nirvana!
Who the hell is
Come on,
I said. That's not Dave Grohl, that's Nirvana!
He was the drummer on the track Lithium.
Did you get AI created this question? I would feel aggrieved on that one.
That's why it's worth 5 points, it's tricky.
You need to know about music and science and everything in that question.
What's a chemical number of lithium? Next question for 5 points.
I can't believe you don't have 3 on the table.
Okay, team Ash.
Did you honestly think we could get that?
Yeah. Team Ash, question 5 to you. What's the chemical number of lithium?
No,
I got it. 3.
Bingo. I know 4. It just changed a minute ago. Okay, team Ash, question 5 to you. The connection between Jack Daniels and William Shakespeare. Jack Daniels and William Shakespeare.
Something about spirit, maybe? What's the periodic table of elements again?
Got your mom.
Type O negative.
William Shakespeare. Oh, and fucking.
They were both in Zoolander.
Born in the same.
Not for fucking. that old trick, yeah.
There is something that's got me over.
I don't know. They both leave a bad taste in your mouth.
This is going to be another one of these.
Is the answer wheelbarrow or something? Fucking just shocking.
It's tough. It's worth 5 points, so it has to be tough. Because if you get it,
give me 5 1-point questions, will you? I'd rather that.
Okay, I'm gonna have to push you for an answer.
They both invoke the spirit. I don't know.
They both invoke the spirit. Not correct. Don't start shouting out until. Let me just explain it for a second. Okay. Yeah. They both invoked a spirit is incorrect. The connection is the NATO phonetic alphabet, because W is whiskey and R and J is Romeo and Juliet. So that connection is the NATO phonetic alphabet. Now you can shout at me.
Oh my god, that's a brutal question.
This was like a Sunday afternoon quiz, not a mastermind. It was worth five points. You're not getting any. It was worth 50 points. You're not getting Cal and Coke and milk. Game over. The NATO phonetic alphabet was the answer? Yeah.
Nah.
So at the end of round number 3, Team Blur did very well, picked up 6. That puts them onto 10. Team Ash, not so good. They picked up 1. That puts them onto 11. So very, very close. Okay, we move on to round number 4, which is called Smack My List Up. Teams are given a category with multiple answers. They have 2 minutes to choose 10 answers out of a possible 17. They write the answers down and we go through the lists. If both teams have a correct answer, they get 1 point. If only one team has an answer, that team gets 2 points. No minus points, and obscurity could be your friend here. So for two minutes, write down 10 answers. Name any studio album released by Guns N' Roses or Metallica. Any studio album by Guns N' Roses or Metallica. Hi, this is Luke from The Inquisition. Just want to say thank you for listening. We're all big fans of quizzing, so it's great to do something we love. We hope you're enjoying the podcast. The Inquisition is released every 2 weeks. So please subscribe wherever you get your podcast from, and if you could leave a 5-star review, that would be fantastic. If you'd like to contact us, we're on Instagram and Facebook, or email us at inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com, Inquisition spelled with a Z. Also, feel free to please send in some questions to confuse our contestants. Okay, let's get back to the show. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, pens down. Everyone ready? Yeah. So, yeah. Team Blur, give me one of the albums you had.
Masters of Puppets.
I'll give you that Master of Puppets. Did you guys have that, Team Ash?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a point and a point. Team Ash, one of yours?
Ride the Lightning.
Ride the Lightning, did you guys have that?
No.
Okay, that's 2 points to Team Ash. Team Blur?
Spaghetti Incident.
Spaghetti Incident, you guys have that?
No.
Okay, 2 points to Team Blur. Team Ash?
The Black Album.
The Black Album, do you
have it?
No.
Okay, 2 points to Team Ash, Black Album or Metallica. Team Blur?
Lose Your Illusion 1.
Do you guys have that?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a point and a point. Team Ash?
Applied Destruction.
Do you guys have that?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, point and a point. Team Blur?
Lose Your Illusion 2.
Do you guys have that?
Yeah.
Okay, point and a point. Team Ash?
Lies.
Do you guys have Lies?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, point and a point. Team Blur?
Appetite for Destruction.
We've done that one,
yeah.
Chinese Democracy,
both have that?
Yeah.
Okay, point and a point.
Think we're done now.
Good round on this, guys. Very close. Team Ash?
Reload.
Reload. You guys have that. 2 points to Team Ash. Team Blur?
We're gone.
That's it.
You're done right. Anymore?
Wait for this. Reloaded.
No.
Reloaded is an album.
It's Load and Reload.
Oh, come on. There's a 1 point in there.
Let me just rearrange these letters.
Shut up or I'll rearrange your face. Load and Reload. Do you have any more?
No. Do we have any more? Oh, sorry, Live Era.
Live Era is not a studio album, it's a live album.
To try.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I did say studio album.
You did say studio album.
Yeah. We did all right though. It's
an outside studio.
So at the end of round number 4, Team Blur picked up 8. They're now on 18. Team Ash picked up 12. They are on 23. Still quite close.
Good man.
Okay, we move on to round number 5, which is called Close Enough. The teams get 6 questions where they're not expected to know the answers, but the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. If both teams have the same answer, they each get 2 points, and there's a bonus 3rd point if they get the answer bang on. Everyone ready?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, in what year did Bob Dylan go electric? Okay, question number 2. John Lennon was murdered in December 1980, but in which year was he born? In which year was John Lennon born?
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, question number 3. I know we are here in Glasgow, but my home city, as listeners are aware, I'm sure, is Prague. Probably the main street in Prague is Wenceslas Square. What is the length of Wenceslas Square in meters? From top to bottom, bottom to top, what is the length of Wenceslas Square in meters? I know you've never been to Prague, so it's a bit tough on you, but Stephen, you've been enough times.
It takes 5 minutes on a scooter, I know that.
And if you're walking it diagonally, left and right.
Length or circumference?
Length, from top to bottom. What's the length of Wenceslas Square? In metres, yeah. Okay, question number 4. On average, blood accounts for what percentage of a human body weight? On average, blood accounts for what percentage of human body weight? This is according to Wikipedia. Okay, question number 5. In what year was Internet Explorer released?
Jesus, you're mad for the browsers this today.
Well, I did tell you there's kind of always a bit of a theme running through. In what year was Internet Explorer released?
Oh, goodness.
Well, it's the 90s anyway, isn't it?
Okay, and question number 6, last question of the round. Glasgow Subway is the 3rd oldest subway in the world, which we were on yesterday evening. How many stations does it have? How many stations on the Glasgow Subway? We all looked at the map of it yesterday.
Is that why you were taking a picture of it yesterday?
I took a picture of it on my phone, actually. Yeah.
It was on the phone. Yeah. Look at my phone.
I actually had to Google the answer this morning. I wouldn't have remembered. Okay, so let's get to the answers to round number 5. Team Blur, what year did Dylan go electric, you said?
67.
And Team Ash?
61.
Correct answer is 65. That's 2 points to Team Blur. Team Ash? John Lennon was born in which year?
1936.
And 14. Team Blur? 1940. You are bang on. 3 points. You're bang on the money, Al. Well done. Team Blur, how long is Wenceslas Square in Prague in metres?
580
in Ash.
We're going to go with 300.
Correct answer is 750. Jeez. 2 points to Team Blur.
Did you not have 800 down there?
Did
you have 800 down there?
And I've been revising that down as this has gone down.
Sometimes.
Question 4, Team Ash. Blood accounts for what percentage of human body weight on average, you said?
We're different here. So what do you have?
5%.
Okay.
You're going to say 5% and Team Blur?
31.
It is 7%. Team Ash, you needed those 2 points.
Way off.
Team Blur, in what year was Internet Explorer released?
95.
You said 95 and...
90.
It was 1995. Bang on the money.
Jeez, Dave, you guys are hitting your stride. 1995, yeah. Windows 95, man, come on.
Yeah, but I thought it was pre.
It was bundled.
It
was released.
Bundled, was it? And it was released with the OS, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Team Ash, question number 6. Glasgow Subway has how many stops?
20.
You said 20, and you guys?
14.
The correct answer is 15.
Oh! Yes!
Oh, man, you did well, lads.
You must have got 4 out of those, did you? At least 4.
I think
we did. Yeah, they got 2 bang on as well, yeah.
Yeah. Suspiciously good, if you ask me.
Cheers, Karen.
So at the end of that round, Team Blur had a whopping 12 points. That brings them up to 30. Team Ash only picked up 2, so they are on 25. But there are 22 points available in the final round.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
okay. Mm.
Okay, we move into round number 6, the final round, which is called Grab the Rock Band. Teams are given 11 questions. The first team to shout the name of their band, so Blur or Ash, will get to answer. 2 points for a correct answer, but if you're wrong or take too long, the answer goes back and forth. Only the person who calls the name of the rock band may answer, and no minus points. Everyone ready?
Yeah.
Okay, round 6, question 1. Robert Zimmerman is the birth name of which singer-songwriter?
Blur.
Yep.
Bob Dylan.
Correct, 2 points. Question number 2. Who shot John Lennon?
Blur.
Yep.
Mark Chapman.
It is Mark Chapman. 2 Jesus. Points to Team Blur. Question number 3. The Trans-Amazonian Highway is in which country?
Blur.
Yep.
Russia.
No. Trans-Amazonian Highway is in which...
Yep. Brazil.
It is in Brazil. Well done. Question number 4. In blood types, RH stands for what?
Blur.
Yep.
Rhesus.
It is Rhesus. 2 points to Team Blur. Question number 5. What is the name of Google's web browser?
Ash. Blur.
Ash.
Chrome.
It is Chrome. 2 points to Team Ash. Question number 6. In the men's 110 meter hurdles, how many hurdles do they have to jump?
Blur.
Yep.
12.
No. Ash.
10.
It is 10. 2 points to Team Ash. Question number 7. In the women's 100 meter hurdles, how many hurdles do they have to jump?
Blur.
Yep.
10.
It is 10, yeah.
Oh,
I just close together.
Yeah.
Question number 8. In the NATO phonetic alphabet, which city is the word for Q? Which city is the word for Q?
Ash. Ash. Quebec.
Ash, it is Quebec. 2 points. Question number 9. What is the capital of Canada?
Ash.
Yep.
Quebec.
No.
You did that on purpose.
Yeah, of course I did that on purpose.
You bastard.
No. Blur, Nova Scotia.
No.
Ash, Montreal.
No.
Blur.
Yep.
Toronto. Ash.
No.
Vancouver.
No.
Oh my god.
Is there any cities left?
Blur. I'll give you one chance, but very quickly. Anything?
No.
Okay, correct answer is Ottawa.
Ottawa.
Ottawa. Question number 10. Name any word in English, not a proper noun like name of something or like a city, but name any word in English that ends with the letter P.
Blur.
Yep.
Pop.
Pop, correct. 2 points. And question number 11, last question of the quiz. What is 36 divided by 4?
9.
Blur.
Blur.
9.
Oh, sorry.
Blur. Blur. 9.
Oh, no. I think we all thought that was a trick question. It's too easy. Look, wait a minute.
So at the end of that round, Team Blur picked up 12 and Team Ash picked up 8, which means at the end of the quiz, our runners-up on 33 points is Team Ash, Steve and Gillo. Well done, guys.
We started strong.
Started strong.
Faded away.
But our winners today on 42 points, Gitsy and Walser, fine effort. You really grew into that. Give them a round of applause.
Well done.
I mean, it was a shocking start.
We were in the lead.
I'd like to see it.
Last 2 rounds got us.
So, guys, thank you all for taking part. I know we're all a little bit hungover, but it was a lot of fun doing that. Thanks, everyone, for listening. The next episode of The Inquisition will be out in 2 weeks. So, everyone, take care. Goodbye.
2004. It's in Argentina, Uruguay, Suriname, and Ecuador.
This is Spinal Tap.
Discus
1616. You're giving them all.
The Inquisition.
Can we have that ticking noise again?
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Inquisition episode. Hello, hello, and.
This is going to take longer than ever. So we get points, actually.
You don't, but they lose too.
I'll take that.
How many times do I have to explain this?
Every question.
Every question you have to explain the rules to us, okay? I have no idea what's going on.
We're better off not answering anything.
We should have passed.
Just passed everything.
Yeah, we should have passed it off.
That's like when your blood doesn't clot. So if you grazed your arm, like, it would just bleed.
Why is that the royal disease?
It's just because it's a recessive gene and
inbred.
And the inbreeding, it just meant generation after generation kept on having this disease.
It was never bred out. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So you get the idea now.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just the starter simple one.
Yeah.
It was like that kind
of thing. It got that easy.
They're both on a shoe.
Morning, Kieran.
Morning.
Morning.
How's it going?
Afternoon.
Are you feeling well? Refreshed?
Very refreshed.
We're recording here, but don't worry about saying anything. I'll edit stuff out as needed.
Don't worry if you say something, just edit it out.
Okay.
Just edit me all of me.
I'll ask the question again. Yep. So team...
You're just going to have every single Guns N' Roses album down. No problem.
20 answers get up.
Okay. I absolutely hate Metallica.
What?
Lars Ulrich got me banned from what was it? Net? Second? What was the MySpace? Not MySpace. Napster.
Bebo? Napster.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
And do you know what it was?
Yeah.
Downloading Whiskey in a Jar.
Oh really?
It wasn't even his song. They covered it.
Well, in that case, Gitsy, I am now confirming Lars Ulrich is banned from ever attending this podcast. But you're always welcome.
Thank you.
Fuck him.
But invite him on, and then we can beat him up.
Maybe I should call this the Lars Ulrich Band. We might get more people to download it.
I didn't even have a word when I called it. I just knew I'd have one by the time it was asked of me.
Okay, everyone ready?
Yeah.
No.